You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. A majority of Americans say their biggest financial concern is that they won't be able to save enough money to retire. This finding by a recent Gallup poll is likely one reason that the average age of retirement in America has increased from 60 to 62 years old since the 2008 recession. For many people, though, retiring in their 60s simply isn't possible. What happens when people who can't afford to leave the workforce are unable to find jobs? In Oakland, one of the resources they can find is called the Assets Program. It was founded in 1969 to help older adults find work while updating their job skills and performing community service. KALW's Lisa Carmack spoke with several people there who are looking for work and brought back their stories.
My name is T.C. Mayfield. I have been looking for work a couple of years now, this go-round.
Hi, I'm Steve Margulis. I've been looking for work for 3 years. And yes, the experience has been discouraging. And I'm tired of the evasions, the phony promises, oh yes, we'll look at your application, and then you never hear from them again, and you know you never will.
My name is Elizabeth Smith. Oh, I've been looking for work since December of last year. I work for home care. I work for a private agency.
Hey, my name is Randy Jafford. Yeah, I retired in 2005, and then I went back into the workforce in around 2007. And so, yeah, since around 2007, I've been looking.
The veteran services are geared to the more recent people. I mean, there's far less interest. They're basically saying, you had your chance 30 or 40 years ago, and we have to take care of others now. And that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. The risk is hunger.
No matter the smiles and vibes exchanged, I get the feeling that my application is just going to be filed in the circular file next to their desk. And you get to thinking after a little while, gee, what's the point of this? Well, it's a nice day for a long walk or something.
You can see the immediate look of, we don't want you, you're old.
There is some hiring going on. What I don't like about that hiring, though, is that most of them are part-time jobs. Mm. We need 8-hour jobs, and we need more money per hour.
Our culture here in America and in the workforce needs to recognize the potential of seniors and what they have to offer. You feel like they want to put you out to pasture, and we're not ready to go out to pasture. We still have a lot of things that we can teach and share in the workforce that would aid everybody of all ages.
My grandfather retired at 65, and then basically they're supposed to go off and live a life of leisure. Well, that's the ideology of what is supposed to happen when after you get a certain age.
You got to think, like, go out there and do it. Do your best. So that's what I have been doing. But I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hold my head up. And when I fall, I pick myself up and do it again. Okay, so yes, I'm going to keep trying.
KALW's Lisa Carmack produced that piece.